Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is December 1st, Wednesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. We're going to start with your local news now from the Wauchula Police Department. They have posted an attempt to identify a man was involved in a hit-and-run crash on yesterday's date at 6:16 p.m. This crash occurred at 301 South 6th Avenue at the CVS and involved a white-colored pickup, a possible Ford Super Duty. If you have any information about this case, please contact Officer D. Johnson at 863-773-3265 or email djohnson@wauchulapolice.com. Photos of the individual can also be found on their Facebook page. Once again, please contact Officer D. Johnson at 863-773-3265, or you can email djohnson@wauchulapolice.com. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can also contact Heartland Crime Stoppers. Call 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, or from a cell phone, dial **TIPS. Your local events starting at 6 p.m. this Friday. Join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. Make sure to be there early because the tree lighting takes place promptly at 7:30 p.m. In preparation for this event, the Cruz Park public boat ramp will close on Thursday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. Also coming up, Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walk-through interactive Christmas festival coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of our amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food will be available at 5 p.m. and the village opens at 6 p.m. There are COVID-19 recommendations. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests at all times, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For details, you can visit www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's www.powerandlightsproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Your jobs here in the area, just like Home Pet Hotel in Avon Park, is looking for kennel attendants. Applicants should enjoy working with animals and possess basic computer skills and must have good customer service skills and be able to humanely handle animals under various circumstances. The Hardy Correctional Institution in Wauchula is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and the International Healthcare Agency in Fort Meade is looking for pharmacy technicians. A high school diploma or GED, pharmacy technician license, and 1 year of experience, U.S. work authorization, and daytime availability are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees, feels like 79, no predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny, shade temperature 72 degrees, with your maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east northeast 5 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. Your humidity slightly humid, 56%. Air quality is excellent. Your dew point 58 degrees, cloud cover 26%. 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-50s, light and variable winds. Thursday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. And Thursday night, clear with lows in the lower 50s, light and variable winds. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For Chuck Berry, Christmas came on August 6th when he won reserve champion in the 2021 National Christmas Tree Association's Christmas Tree Contest. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, this earned his family the honor of providing a Christmas tree for Vice President Kamala Harris's official residence. Although Berry won the contest with a Leyland cypress, he's providing an 11-foot Murray cypress to accommodate the size tree the VP wanted. Trees from the Berry Farm have decorated the Georgia Capitol, Governor's Mansion, and Stone Mountain Park. U.S. oil refiners are upping the ante in the battle over biofuels in an attempt to win support from the Biden administration. Reuters says they're making moves in the biofuel credit market that may force some plants to close if the president doesn't bail them out from the renewable fuel standard requirements. Some of those refiners are betting that President Biden will side with them and roll back the RFS. There may be trouble ahead for the upcoming farm bill in Washington, D.C. A successful farming article quotes a former USDA official who says the 2023 legislation could be in trouble if the political turbulence surrounding the last two farm bills keeps going. The House bill defeated the normally bipartisan bill in 2013 and 2018 because of a partisan battle over reduced SNAP spending. More potential backlash could include the $53 billion worth of trade war and coronavirus relief payments given to farmers since 2018.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work.
A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Like most items on the Christmas list, our Christmas trees will cost more this year, too. The American Christmas Tree Association says buying a fresh-cut tree will cost at least 10% more this year than last.
Fertilizers have significantly increased, other input costs. Trees aren't the same as some row crops where the inputs are hundreds of dollars an acre. Trees don't require that kind of production maintenance, but there's labor, there's trucking. There are costs that are incurred that all have gone up. So absolutely, it is much like every other sector where the cost of producing a Christmas tree is higher.
That's Tim O'Connor with the American Christmas Tree Association. Additionally, he tells the USDA's news service that demand is high, but supply, not so much. While Christmas trees are farmed across the nation, the majority of America's trees are from Oregon and Washington. Both states took the brunt of extreme weather events this year. Southern tree farmers are doing well, though. The most popular trees grown in the Southeast are the Leyland cypress tree, known as the Southern Christmas tree, the Arizona cypress, which is found in two varieties, Blue Ice and Carolina Sapphire, as well as Virginia pines. The sand pine is known as the Florida Christmas tree. The Leyland cypress or Carolina Sapphire Christmas trees are also popular in Georgia.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street kicked off the new month with gains at this morning's opening bell, following the lead of European stocks and oil prices, which are higher as well. Among other things, the market encouraged by the latest ADP employment report. The payroll processor reports the addition of 534,000 private sector jobs last month, topping an estimate of 525,000. Trial begins today in California, a lawsuit challenging the state's first-in-the-nation law requiring women on corporate boards. Judicial Watch claims the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution by mandating a gender-based quota. The Institute for Supply Management says that U.S. manufacturing activity grew at a faster pace last month as companies try to keep up with demand amid ongoing supply shortages and delays. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. One Big Ten team leaves the top four in the CFP rankings, another arrives.
The latest CFP rankings still have Georgia on top. now followed by Michigan, Alabama, and Cincinnati. The Crimson Tide will take on the Bulldogs in the SEC championship game on Saturday. Michigan goes against Iowa for the Big Ten crown, and Cincinnati will host Houston in the AAC title game. The Wolverines moved up with Saturday's 42-27 win over Ohio State, dropping the Buckeyes from the top four. Oklahoma State will be fifth going into its Big 12 championship game against Baylor. Notre Dame is now sixth, followed by Ohio State, Mississippi, Baylor, and Oregon. I'm Dave Ferry.
Virginia Tech hires Penn State defensive coordinator Brent Pry as their next head coach. He's been with the Nittany Lions since 2014. And Kentucky coach Mark Stoops agreed to a yet-to-be-finalized contract extension that'll keep him with the Wildcats through June of 2028. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball is headed to its first work stoppage in 26 years after a pair of brief negotiating sessions led to little or no progress. The sport's five-year collective bargaining agreement expires at 10:59 tonight, and management is expected to follow with a lockout of the Major League Baseball Players Association. Braves lockup manager Brian Snitker for three more seasons. The 66-year-old Snitker has been the manager since 2016, guiding the Braves to four straight NL East titles, capped by this year's surprising run to their first World Series championship since 1995. Orioles have come to terms on a one-year deal with second baseman Rougned Odor after he spent last season with the Yankees. Before that, he played seven seasons with the Rangers. Javier Baez agrees to a six-year contract with the Detroit Tigers after playing for the Cubs and the Mets last season, and the Cubs add Yan Gomes behind the plate. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: over the summer, it rained cats and dogs. This month, it rained deer. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.